Dealing with grief can be such a dark place. If it's a deceased loved one, maybe a divorce, a health issue, or something going on with your business or your career. And it's tough to see a light at the end of all of those things. That's why we're so thankful for this new book called Life Can Be Good Again, Putting Your World Back Together After It All Falls Apart. And we're chatting with the author right now, Lisa Apollo. Good morning.
Hey, Todd. Thank you for having me.
Lisa, thanks for writing this book and sharing your story. And could you outline it for us? There was something unexpected that happened to you. Can you share that?
Yes. Ours just came on what I thought was a normal weekend. It was actually Father's Day weekend. And I woke up in the early morning hours, it was still dark, to my husband's funny breathing. And I wasn't even awake enough to open my eyes. I just kind of instinctively reached my arm over and nudged him and said, "It's just a nightmare, hon." And I thought that he would turn over and we would go back to sleep and wake up to his alarm in a couple hours. But as I woke up more, he didn't turn over. And as I woke up more to his continued breathing, I turned on the overhead light and I could see immediately that something was very wrong. And he was not responsive to me. I had cried out to him, called out to him. So I went into crisis mode. There were no signs, no symptoms or warning that anything was wrong. So this came from nowhere. I called 911 and started CPR. She walked me through and was not even through two full rounds when the paramedics came and took over. So I still crying out for God to have mercy on our family. And they took him to the ambulance, and then I followed, and it was not long after I got to the hospital that they called me into that room you never want to go into. It's, you know, the counseling room. You want to be able to go into the patient room and be reunited. But in that counseling room, a very kind ER doctor told me that they had worked on Dan for over 2 hours, and they had never been able to revive him. So that was it. Like one night's sleep, our lives just shattered in every way possible.
My goodness. What does that mean to you to know that life could be good again? What did that mean for you?
Well, I was not only, you know, now a widow, I was a single mom of 7 kids. And at the time, they were 4 years old, our youngest, 6 years old, and then tweens and teens all the way up to our 19-year-old. And so I was navigating not just, you know, myself through this loss, but my children through their grief. And I honestly thought in my early grief that I would never smile again, that I would never have a moment of just that joy that bubbles up from those moments that come of just pure delight. And I thought that I would just make the most, you know, I wanted life to be okay for my children, and I wanted to experience that joy. I just didn't see how it would come. And so the promise, you know, this book does not at all gloss over the raw pain and the hard questions and hard emotions that come in loss. We have to walk through those, and we have to know how to process those. But I wanted to know from somebody who was just a few steps ahead of me, I wish that I had somebody who could have turned around and said, you know, I have walked this, and it is hard, but you will come through this, and you will feel joy again.
Something interesting I'd like to ask you about in the book, you talk about idols that come to light when we experience suffering, intense suffering. Can you explain that a little bit? What are you talking about?
Yeah, when life empties in a way that we never saw coming, it really reveals to us the idols that we've had there, which we didn't know. Like for me, I didn't know I was nurturing these idols, but they were surely there, and they were revealed when life emptied of so much that I always thought would be there. And two that I really had to deal with were idols of self-control and self-sufficiency. That I could control my future, that I could control my circumstances, that if I did certain things, I would have certain outcomes. And when tragedy happens or these circumstances come about, we realize we are not in control, but that is for God only, and to just release all of that to Him. And then that idol of self-sufficiency, I think many times, well, we're here in our culture, you are enough. And listen, God, you know, if we haven't figured it out by now that we are not enough, these circumstances that are too hard for us will show us we are not enough. I was not enough as a single parent, 7 children. I was not enough to provide for those children. We were a single income family. That income was gone. I was not enough to mend my own broken heart or to deal with these overwhelming emotions. All of that I had to go to God for and say, I cannot do this. I am 100% dependent on you.
If you or someone else is grieving, this is a great book for them. Life Can Be Good Again, by the author Lisa Apollo. And you can catch up with her at her website, lisaapollo.com. And she's been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having this conversation. I really appreciate it.